Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just talking with CeeLo during the break. You're telling me Keith Hernandez is going to Richard Neer's house?
I believe they live in the same community now. Keith moved from, I don't know which residence he gave up, or he has a right. new place as of June. And Richard at the time, there's a picture out there of Richard helping
him
Keith move into his new spot.
I heard about that.
So yeah. I believe it's in the, I don't know if it's the same development or whatever. So he's got him coming over to his place tomorrow, meaning Keith to Richard. Richard's doing 6 to 10 tomorrow morning for Boomer
yeah.
and Gio.
Which he always
and
does,
Keith,
right?
Right. And Keith is scheduled to join him from 8 to 10.
But for 2 hours?
From his home studio.
I just assumed it was like a Zoom situation.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but the way he...
Not only is he booking...
No, he's going over there.
Yeah, yeah.
In the same room as
Richard. And correct. It's insane. Not only is Richard here booking Keith Hernandez on Thanksgiving morning for 2 hours,
yes.
he's booking him in studio. You know,
in his own home studio. Well, yeah. yeah, they're going to hang out at the Neer residence and chop it up a little bit here on The Fan.
That's incredible.
He's going to take calls, the whole nine yards.
You know, not that I always want to work Thanksgiving, but I do love... I used to love working on... Are you working... So you're working tomorrow morning?
I'll be doing, yes, top of the hour updates. It's not the true Boomer and Geo format, which
right.
is fine, because especially with Keith in, you know, they've got things they need to get to, those two.
Running the board was always the best. Like, even hearing you saying we have your tradition, full coverage, all the games.
Right.
You just, you sit in here, you kick your feet up, you order food, you
push
the button. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Have you, before we let you go, CeeLo, I know you want to get out of here and enjoy the holiday.
No, I'm good.
Because Rosie and Dover are of no help with this. Are you familiar with Jennifer Hudson and the walk-up?
A little bit more than them. Like, I've seen it a couple times, but I can't give you much more than, yeah, it's kind of in passing. I've seen it on my timeline somewhere.
What do you think of it? Am I like a negative person because I look at that and be like, all right, nobody's really that happy. Keep it moving. We don't need to see
Are you
that
a negative person? No, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would share
it?
Your... No, would I go out of my way? No. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they did that here with you? Like, Boomer, because Boomer does play the music loud in the back. I heard that
yeah.
today in his office.
Oh, that he used to do that in Astoria.
Blaring.
The intercom.
I never heard, usually the door is shut back there, but this morning it was blaring.
Some morning when he needs a little juice, he'll get
yeah.
the loud music going.
All yeah. right, so there you go. So maybe we need a little juice around here.
Yeah.
Certainly, I know we could use it.
I think you're right on that.
Why
maybe
not?
Get Jennifer Hudson in here.
Yeah, or just rip, you know, we rip bits off all the time from others. Maybe we
yeah.
should rip that off.
That's right. There
Rosie and Dove, get to it. I mean, come on, start singing when I come in from... I want to come down the hall into the studio from break next time.
Right.
You guys make me feel good.
It's like the pumped up, you know, the high-energy walk-up song for the guy, the baseball guys. We need that around here.
I think that's where it comes from, really. I'm just jealous of it. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that I'm a miserable person. It's that I want to be that happy.
What do they say? Jealousy is the purest form of flattery or something like that. I might have that wrong.
Nice.
Dove.
All right, CeeLo. Thanks, CeeLo. Enjoy the holiday.
All
happy
right,
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just want to be... I just want to be happy. And when I see other people being happy like that, at that level, it makes me envious.
I think it's imitation.
Is the best form. Yeah,
that's
okay.
what it was.
Jealousy is not
yeah.
a...
No. No.
No, there is. Jealousy is the greatest form of flattery.
Interesting. Okay, so then I'm flattering them because I'm jealous of their... I'm envious of their happiness. That's what I want. I just want... I want to walk in the studio and have somebody singing and dancing for me and singing a song. That's what I want. They could sing the old jingles.
Put it on
Sal,
your Christmas
Licata.
List.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. I missed the jingles.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah.
How cool would that be? All right, come on, guys. Instead, over here, I look to Rosie. He's like,
I don't know.
Rosie's saying, hold on. Dove? I don't know.
Ask Rosie about the dog shows. He can give you a full breakdown.
Yeah,
and year-to-year results.
He's an expert with that.
Yes.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. You know, as for the slate tomorrow, I don't think you could get a better slate of football games than we have on Thanksgiving. Generally, these games are, oh, God, the Lions. For years, the Lions have stunk, and then when the Lions are good, maybe it's a squash game. But this is a great matchup, a very meaningful matchup in the NFC, in particular in the NFC North with those two teams going head-to-head. So you look forward to that getting things started. And that's going to be the trick. I don't know what you guys do. For me, I'm going to be in place, as always. One of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is that, you know, I grew up, we would always host Thanksgiving. Well, I guess before my grandparents died. But anyway, the majority of my life, or adulthood, was my parents hosting Thanksgiving. So I would just wake up in the house that we were hosting, put on the games, and don't have to worry about it. Now, I do love going back to my mom's house, but I make sure I'm there ahead of time. I'm not traveling. Are you kidding me? Traveling during the game? You got to be in place. I want to be in place for the parade. Forget about just the football game. So I'm going to be leaving early tomorrow morning, make sure I'm there nice and early, help with whatever I need to do, get the turkey out of the fridge, whatever. But I want to watch the game. You got to be in place by 12:30, especially for this big game. And then you got the Chiefs and the Cowboys. And we just kind of eat all day. There's no real set time, which is what I like, because I don't want to sit around the table. Now you're missing some of the game. What time do you start dinner? You can't start it during Cowboys Chiefs. No way. And then even the late game, which I used to love when I was single, because it's like, oh, why not more football? This is great. What else do I got to do? But now it's like, all right, I'm kind of footballed out after the two games. Maybe need to watch a Christmas movie with my daughter or talk to my wife for a few seconds before bed. You know what I mean? But this is also, to me, an interesting game. With Burrow coming back, not to mention the fantasy implications that are on the line here as you go down to the wire of your fantasy season. But Burrow coming back, a good rival, and the AFC North being wide open with the Ravens and Steelers atop that division. Bengals in a very outside, but still an outside chance. I know they're not any good. I know their defense stinks. But you look at the teams in front of them, they play the Ravens twice in the next 3 weeks. If they happen to win two of those games, they could be back in the mix for the AFC North. But at least Burrow back. If no Burrow, then I'd say, nah, no point to watch. Burrow back makes it interesting. And Lamar hasn't been himself. But that is a tremendous slate of football games. As a matter of fact, I'm excited for the slate because it's an important slate, a good slate of football games. But it's almost too good for Thanksgiving. You almost like some of the games where it's like, all right, I don't have to rush and be in my in-laws' house by noon because I really don't care about the Lions game anyway. Or, all right, we could watch the Lions game, but I don't care what time you start dinner because Cowboys-Commanders, Cowboys-Giants, not really doing it for me. You know, assuming you're not a Giant fan, I'm just saying a crappy game. But now it's like, the food is going to be secondary. Family's always secondary. Food and family both going to take a backseat to the football tomorrow. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the calls on Bill Belichick. John is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I get those dancing videos, too, in my feed. I have no clue how to get rid of them. But if you figure it out, please, on the air, please let us all know. I don't know how to get rid of them.
I'm going to try, John. I mean, I'm all for being open to different things, but I'm with you. I just feel like they're force-feeding it down our throats, and I don't need to see that all the time. I'll let you know.
Might be sponsored. Yeah, who knows? So, two quick points about the Giants. First, going back to the early 90s, I believe only Dan Reeves and Pat Shermer, don't quote me on this, but I believe those are the only two coaches to ever be the head coach for the Giants that did not previously work as a coordinator or a position coach or have a connection to Bill Belichick. So the point with Mike McCarthy, I was on board with him, but I don't even know if Steve Tisch and John Mayer would even sign off on that because of that lack of connection. That's the first point. Second point is I heard a caller say earlier about you know, how Belichick destroyed Mac Jones and, you know, Cam Newton and whoever the coach or the quarterback is in North Carolina. We can't compare those three guys to Jackson Dart. If we think Jackson Dart is the real deal, which I do believe he has that potential to be, a guy like Bill Belichick comes in and he elevates Jackson Dart. He's not going to destroy him. So again, with Jackson Dart, I have no issues there. He's the biggest asset for the Giants. I think Bill Belichick will promote his growth.
Correct. I think you just nailed it. Now we're getting warmer, John, and thank you for the call. Now we're getting warmer. If you look at where the Giants are at, forget even the history of Belichick and the Giants. Look at where the Giants are at and what they are in desperate need of. A competent, stable, experienced, proven head coach. I don't know how anybody could dispute that. Other than being interested or finding the thought of the unknown appealing, I don't know how anybody could dispute what they are in need of. And find me the more qualified, proven head coach than Bill Belichick. We're not asking him to build this thing from the ground up. We're not asking him to search, find, develop the franchise quarterback. They found it. They have one in Jackson Dart. You're asking him to elevate not only the quarterback, but the rest of the team with some pieces in place. This is as good a scenario as you could ask for Bill Belichick. Now, maybe there are other openings that shake free that Bill finds better. I don't know, but it's got to be one with some pieces in place, in particular, a quarterback in place. He's not going to screw it up. He's only going to make it better. He didn't screw up the Patriots. It just got, you know, I don't want to say it just got old or stale there, but it kind of did. You lost Brady. There was clearly a letdown. He went after Cam Newton, not a great quarterback, especially at that point, won seven games. Even in the bad years, Bill finds a way to win games. Mac Jones in his rookie season, he won 10 games. Mac Jones isn't great, and he's in one of the best offensive systems, if not the best offensive system for a quarterback, with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. And Mac Jones also is learning. He should be better now than he was with New England in year one and year two. He should be. But they won 10 games that year, and then 8 games the year after that. Let's not make it like it's awful. Okay, then 4-13, that is awful. That was bad. And they decided to move on. But the Giants have some pieces in place. The Patriots needed a full rebuild. They never really fully rebuilt that. And in part, the problem was Belichick having his hands all over everything. I'm not asking to hire him as the general manager. I'm asking to hire him as the head coach. I want him to coach. Obviously, he's going to have some say in picking the players, but I want him to coach. Nick is calling from Bay Shore. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, Sal? How are you, bud?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, good. So, you're tired of watching Jennifer Hudson videos. I just want to kind of give you an idea how to reset your algorithm.
Oh, okay. Now, does that mean I'm going to get less, you know what I mean, Jessica Alba type stuff?
What was that again?
Does that mean if I reset my algorithm, I'm going to get less Jessica Alba type stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's probably going to happen too.
Okay, but I could quickly redo that with the algorithm. Okay, so tell me how to do it.
All right, so go to your, open up your Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on there now.
Okay, so go to the icon on the bottom right, go to your icon.
Mm-hmm.
And you have three bars on the top right.
Yeah.
Scroll all the way down to where it says content preferences, which is...
Like, ooh, there we go. I see it. Yeah.
While you see, go to that. Then go to the bottom. It says reset suggested.
Thank you for the call. I think you might have cursed there. Thank you for walking us through that, Nick. So there you go. For all you listeners out there, go to Instagram. He did curse, right? He said you won't see as much of that S as...
We both dumped it.
Yeah, okay. So we all got that. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you, Nick and Bayshore, helping us out.
Which means that nobody heard his advice on how to reset it.
Well, I have to reset quickly. You go to the Instagram. You go to the bottom right with your icon on it. You hit the three line thing up top, and then you go down to the preferences. It's right in there. So there's a way to do it. Your three little lines atop. You go to that. You scroll all the way down. Content preferences. You reset it. Boom. There you go. Thank you, Nick. He's the Thanksgiving Day hero. Look at that. Good job. I'm going to be honest with the audience right now. I followed all the steps right up until I could have hit the button to say reset the content.
And you didn't do it.
I don't want to lose the Jessica Alba stuff. I got to figure it out. I don't want to just make rash decisions here live on the air in the middle of a show. Okay? Risk reward. I got to think about this after the show. I'll have some time. Do I really want to reset? Is it I could just pass by these stupid Jennifer Hudson videos? Do I really want to risk resetting my entire content?
If you follow her, it should not be a problem.
But it's not just her, is what I'm saying. My algorithm, you know what I mean? It's also not just that. There are some sports things as well. You know, some. Dennis is calling from Yonkers. How are you, Danny?
Sal, how are you, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, you sound like the 2025 version of the 1980 guys who used to say, I just buy Playboy for the articles.
Jessica Alba is very uplifting, Dennis. Much like Sydney Sweeney when she joined us a couple weeks back.
And, of course, your wife did not listen to the show.
She knows the deal.
Yeah. Okay. So let's, I'm not even in the name the next coach category. I have to put first things first. I need to get rid of the people who have contributed to 21-43-1. Do you want me to say that again? 21-43-1 over the last 4 years. The last three years being the worst. That's Shane, Kafka, and I thought they were great choices when they picked them. I was wrong, and the Giants are wrong. I mean, they're just it hasn't worked. Shane has put together a roster that is in the mid-20s constantly in metrics and has never been higher than that. It should be in his fourth year in ascending roster to a playoff championship caliber team, and it's not. And if I hear one more time he believes in everybody, and this is just a couple of post games, I'm going to get nauseous. It's worse than Dable. And his time management is awful. In Dallas, the overtime calls, instead of playing for a field goal, second and four, throwing the ball out of bounds instead of just running it, again, getting it a second time and then throwing a hitch, four-yard hitch, that ends up a moon ball, Donovan Wilson standing under it like a center fielder catching a can of corn, the Denver third and five. This is Kafka. And last week's field goal. I'll give you a couple of numbers on the field goal. You ready? 43.1%. Your chances of converting fourth and goal to six in that scenario. 94.2 to kick the field goal. If the Lions take over where they have taken over average field position off the seven kickoffs at the 32-yard line, 23% that they score a touchdown. I know Jahmyr Gibbs was unstoppable, but those are the numbers.
Yeah, so we disagreed. I understand, and I know you're more of a metrics guy than I am. I disagree. I like the aggressive nature to them. Not that I felt great that they were going to convert. I didn't think kicking the field goal would do much good with 3 minutes to go with that Lions team versus a Giants team, that defense that collapses regularly. So I still think they would have lost the game, and the best chance, from my perspective anyway, was if they do in fact score the touchdown there, then the nail is in the coffin, that game is over.
This is small picture. It's building to the big picture of why I can't have Kafka as my head coach, Shane as my GM. It has gotten to the point now where you just have to move on. I mean, I don't know. If they come back, what are you going to do? You're going to be sitting here, let's see, 21-43-1. You're going to wait till we're 25-55-1. I don't know.
But they're close, Dennis. Everybody's telling me that they're close.
Close to what? The metrics. No, I'll be fair. The metrics last year said they should have been 7-10. The metrics this year say they should be 5-7. But they're not. And why aren't? It's a myriad of reasons. Depth on the roster, game and time management, poor coaching, poor effort on the field, which we've seen a number of times. And I'll wrap it up with this.
Well, I want to know who you want next before you leave. Give me that one, but go ahead.
It doesn't matter, Sal, who I want next. I want next? I want Gruden. But that's never
okay. But at least you want an experienced guy. Okay, go ahead. Finish up.
I'll take Jeff Hafley, who's run a program at Boston College. I did a deep dive into his defenses. I think I texted it to you.
Yes.
And he's excellent. But we got to do the first thing first. I'm afraid. I know this. If they keep Shane, they're going to keep. If they keep Shane, Kafka's going to be here, and it's going to be the same old, same old. If I hit my head against the wall 10 times, the wall's going to win 10 times. You got to stop it and move on. As much as I don't like turning it over again, you've got a terrific young quarterback. The next guy will be happy to coach him.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denny.
You too, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon. Dennis and Yonkers, a great caller to the station for a long time, but a great, passionate New York Giants fan. And we text quite often, and he's always upset about his Giants. Hard to disagree with what he said as far as the... I don't know how you disagree with the record. The results. So the metrics could say they should be this, should be that. How about what they are? I do believe that this is tough to say because of the circumstance with the health with Mr. Mara. So nobody knows, you know, how that's going to play out and who's ultimately. You know, this is the guy we're talking about making all the decisions for this football team for as long as I can remember. So that's obviously a huge thing here. But I do believe ultimately they're going to move on from Shane and Kafka. That's my hope, and it's my ultimate belief. But I'm not 100% sure because I don't think anybody could be at this point when we don't know how the decision making is going to go. And at the very least, forget about what I believe is going to happen. That is what I would do. I know that that needs to happen. And if it does, some could say Gruden, some could say McCarthy. I'm saying Belichick. BT off traveling to Dallas. He's actually going to the game tomorrow. He told us yesterday, going to the game. Cowboys, Chiefs family is his wife's family in Texas or whatever, Dallas. So he's on his way there, enjoying the holidays. Hopefully, wherever you guys are traveling, you get there safe and enjoy yourself tonight, tomorrow, all of it, and enjoy what I think is one of the great weeks of the entire year. I love this week. It's great because even if you're working, it's only a few days for the most part. And there were times where I worked every day of this week. But for the most part, if you're working, it's a shorter week. You got the great holiday to look forward to on Thanksgiving, hanging out with your family and watching the football and all that stuff. You're getting closer to Christmas. This is really one of the great weeks of the entire year. Now, I wouldn't want to be on the road right now. I'd rather be here working and have you on the road listening to me, which I appreciate. But still one of the great weeks of the year. I just love the entire feel to it. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll get back to the calls here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to give the audience a note. I'm going to pass along now an uplifting note that I get from Jessica Alba's Instagram. As I was scrolling that during the commercial break right there. Give thanks, not just for what you have, but for everything you've survived, everything you're building, and everything that's about to unfold for you. Be grateful for your strength, your growth, and the love that's around you. Remember, you're blessed. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In more ways than you know. Jessica Alba, Instagram story. And there's more where that came from. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mike is calling from Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, great show. So, listen, I'm going to piggyback a little bit on what Dennis was saying. Joe Shane, if you look at what he did this year, he thought he constructed a winning team. That was a flop. And he also thought that the defense was going to be good this year. That was a flop. I think Belichick, as long as he has good coaches with him, not like a Joe Judge, I'm fine with. I'm fine with McCarthy because I think he will be a good teacher for Dart and the winning will start. I think the things that have hurt the Giant quarterbacks like Jones or Jets, Darnold, was the chronic losing killed them, and that has to stop. And if you're a Giant fan, root for the Steelers to not make the playoffs this year. Wink, wink. Thanks. Thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't. You too, Mike. And thank you for the call. I don't know what's going to happen with Tomlin. My thought on Belichick would change if Tomlin or even Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. Now, I wanted Jim years ago. But if John Harbaugh, who's now right of the ship with Baltimore, if he or Tomlin became available, I'd have to rethink my evaluation, but I've taken a while to get to where I'm at now in evaluating this. I'm like, I don't know. Nothing's really hitting me. I want Belichick, but I was starting to get caught up in a lot of the nonsense where other people were saying the negative things about the bad record in New England and what's gone on in North Carolina and the girlfriend. And I just was caught up in not really sitting by myself thinking what I want to happen, what I believe should happen. And it hit me today coming in off of the report yesterday from Josina Anderson saying that there were multiple teams in the NFL still interested in talking with Belichick about becoming the head coach. And that made me, it confirmed my feelings. And then I had to sift through the nonsense and also look at the other options. And based on everything, my roads lead to Bill Belichick. I want BB to be the HC of the NYG. Now, if you tell me that Tomlin's available, I'd have to rethink that because now I'm getting a great head coach in the prime of his career. I love everything that Tomlin's about. And I don't think you could go wrong with either if John Harbaugh were available from Baltimore, if Tomlin were available from Pittsburgh, and certainly not Belichick. It's not all of a sudden going to be, yeah, I want Tomlin, Belichick sucks. I think Belichick would be a great hire. I believe that. And that's the guy that I want right now based on who's available. Is it realistic that Tomlin becomes available? How many years are we going to go over this? You really think the Steelers, who never fire a head coach ever, are going to all of a sudden get rid of Mike Tomlin? I'm not buying it. If McDermott, the team that the Steelers are playing this week, week 13, if McDermott gets fired by the Bills, do I want him over Belichick? I don't. I'd rather BB. Belichick's the best ever! And it's not a rebuild. If we're a rebuild, maybe McDermott. I want Bill. Alan is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Alan. How are you?
I'm okay. Good to talk to you. I always find you very entertaining. And I got to tell you, I always like you when you solo. You have a different rhythm.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
With somebody. Listen, staying on topic here, a couple of things. I am a big Tomlin guy, so we'll see how that shakes out. I'm also a big Belichick guy. You know, I'm a Giants fan from back in the 50s, so I followed his career. Obviously, we had some calls instead. I do agree with some of Dennis's comments about what he mentioned. And now, on Belichick in particular, I read, and I'm sure you read, I don't know if it was brought up. There was a statement he sent out that he thanked the Giants for all the consideration, whatever, that he did with them, but he's not thinking of coming back to the Giants anytime soon, and he's going to be staying in North Carolina. I remember reading that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yes, and then yesterday's report from Josina Anderson didn't pertain to the Giants directly, but said that two owners are interested in interviewing Belichick, or at least talking to him about the head coaching opening, and could be a third team. I'm not saying it's realistic, Alan. I'm saying it should. And I also don't believe Bill at face value there. I think maybe that sounds nice right now, but if the Giants went knocking on his door saying, hey, Bill, we respect that you love North Carolina, but would you at least be interested in talking with us? I think he'd at least listen.
Well, I'm with you on that. I am with you on that. I like the event. I'm the New York guy.
Yeah, there you go.
So I like the circuit. I don't care about his 22-year-old woman. That doesn't faze me in the least. Whatever that happened. But Belichick, to me, getting him back into the scene here, I think would be very interesting for both the Giants and the fan base. Because I would like to see what he could actually do. Because in my opinion, what I've seen is the no-do. And a comment on the current coach. Listen, I know football has changed over the course of time, especially the last few years. You know, Kafka, I was kind of okay with him when he came up because of his background, his record, Kansas City, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very annoyed with that fourth down. I think Dennis brought it up.
Yeah.
I was very annoyed with my son saying, why aren't they going for the field goal? Force the Detroit to go down the field.
You're only up six, and I understand that, Alan, and we could disagree on that.
Go down the field, then they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have done it. I think Giants would have won that game.
Well, based on what? There was 3 minutes to go. If you kick the field goal, they're going to get better field position than they would if you go for it. By the way, they went for it, and the Lions still only got themselves to within a 60-yard field goal. Basically, what was it, 59-yard field goal?
In the old days. Some caller brought that up. In the old days, they would go for the point. Go for the point, force the other team to then do what they need to do. But in this case, it would have been, if he made the field goal. That we don't know either. I know we're indoors, so the odds are that he could have made it. But if he did make it, and there's no ifs in the world at all. But it didn't happen, but I wanted to go for that just to give the team the lead and see if the defense can do it. By the way, before
but the Giants were up three in that spot. If we're thinking about the same player, you're talking about with Kafka against the Lions, right?
Yes, they were up three. That would have made them up six.
Yeah, so but what good does that do, Alan? And thank you for the call. Great stuff, Alan. We appreciate the kind words. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate listening and taking the time to call. What good would that do for you? Up six? That's what I don't understand. We would rip Dable for being passive, kicking a field goal late in the game to go up 10 or whatever it was. And oh, you got to go aggressive. And now Kafka does the exact opposite. He's aggressive, and everybody wants him to kick the field goal to make him go up six. That doesn't make any sense. You don't think Detroit was going to drive the – it wouldn't even have been the length of the field because you're going to get the kickoff after the field goal. You don't think Detroit was going to drive and score a touchdown there to win that game down six in their home building with 3 minutes to go against the Giants defense who's coughed it up all year long? Their best – now, we don't know. There are no guarantees. But their best shot was to score the touchdown and end it right there. It's not let's kick the field goal and continue to play the game and hope to hang on. If we score a touchdown and go up 10 with 3 minutes to go, it's virtually impossible to blow this game, even for the New York Giants. That was the thinking from Kafka, and I like that. If the field goal were to go up 9, different story. Maybe even to go up 8, because then you're saying, all right, well, they got to score a touchdown and convert the two-point conversion. But to go up 6, that does you no good. I'd rather take the chance to end it with the offense. I think kicking the field goal would have been the conservative move there, relying on a defense who cannot be relied upon all year long, not to mention against one of the best offensive teams in their building. So that, to me, was the right call to go for it. Did I have great confidence that we're going to convert? No. Jameis Winston's a quarterback, and they get no offensive weapons, obviously, with Neighbors and Scadaboo down. So I understand that as well, but I'm trying to win the game. You hope that they make a play. They made some plays on that day. Why not take another chance and try to win? And the worst case scenario is you're still leading the game and they get the ball in a bad field position, meaning they have to now drive to even get into field goal range, which they almost didn't. They had to settle for a 59-yard field goal. I actually thought they were going to miss that. Now, I know that kickers make those type kicks at a regular clip now. But still, I can't get on Kafka for that. You can get on Kafka and the Giants for a lot of things. Me, personally, I wouldn't get on them for that. BT out, Hoff out as they take an early holiday. So we got Dove and Rosie on the other side here who will partake in the 3RQ with me. Three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, feed the dog or yourself first. So before I get your answers here, and you could, if you want to use cat, whatever, we happen to have a dog. You know, generally, I get home from work, I'm late, get home late, 7:45, usually a little traffic, a long day, doing this show, doing the TV show, whatever. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying how it is. You get home and then immediately my wife's barking out orders and you got to feed the dog, but I want to eat myself because I haven't eaten in several hours. Last night, she gave me the option. You know, before I get home, usually it's, oh, here's what's for dinner or here are the options. Also, I didn't feed Maddox, so you can feed him after you eat, if you'd like. And now I felt the burden of responsibility and pressure. Like, well, I want to eat, but I also don't want to, you know, I want to feed the dog. So, Rosie, what do you think that I did?
What do I think you did?
Yeah.
I think you fed the dog, because like me, you are a dog-friendly human.
So that would be what you would do, is feed the dog?
I would feed the dog first. As the dog expert at the station, I need to feed the dog first.
So,
well, is Maddox there with you as you're eating?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around the kitchen.
He's going to be watching you eat while he is hungry.
Yeah.
Obviously, you feed him first.
I didn't eat my full meal before I fed him. But in what world do we live in that now I got to cater to the freaking dog? I mean, where do I rank on the depth chart? It's unbelievable. Everywhere. Down, 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 down. I'm trying to work up, 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 up. And everywhere it keeps going down, down, down. At first it was me. My wife loved me. I was top of the depth chart. Then it's the dog, and now I start to get a notch down. Then it's the baby, and now both Maddox and I get a notch down. But I'm so far down the pecking order that I have to eat last behind the dog?
I mean, are you cooking Maddox a gourmet meal here?
No, but it's a pain in the neck. So I'll tell you what I did. So last night, my wife made, we love the cauliflower pizza from Costco. She made that for Sammy, our daughter, and they had that, but there was one little slice left. Now, normally I eat a whole pie. So that was not my main dinner, but there was one slice left that she said was fair game. So when I walked in and put my bag down, I ate that slice before anything else. Then I went to the fridge, got Maddox a little slice of ham, dry food, ripped it up. It takes a little while, you know what I'm saying? It's a pain in the neck. Bent down, put the thing down. Here you go, good boy. Then he ate, and then I was able to make my dinner. I had a sandwich last night.
I think that's fair. You had a quick bite to eat, then you feed Maddox, and then you actually had your meal.
I know, but like, when does it end? When does it end? I'm working all day, multiple jobs. I'm out of the house. I'm stressed. A lot going on. I can't even get home and eat. Like, really, what should be happening is dinner should be served. I should be coming to Maddox. You should be already fed. And I should be sitting there waiting for whatever dinner is served. That's how it was with my dad. He walked in from work from one job, I might add. Now he's working all day long, blue-collar job. But he walked in from work, there was dinner on the table. And if there wasn't, it would not be a pleasant mood. But I can't remember a time where there wasn't actually dinner, or at least some kind of quality option. Now, this is not a knock on my wife, because she's very busy and doing her own thing and taking care of Sammy and her own job and all that stuff. I'm just saying, like, at what point does it end? All right, number two. So I did the right thing, you think, there. We split the baby.
Yes.
Ate a little something so I wasn't starving, fed Maddox out of guilt, and then went back to eating my normal meal. Number two, do you ask people for help in the store or find it yourself? Go ahead, Rosie.
I find it myself. I'm a lone wolf when it comes to that. I find it myself.
Dove, you seem like an asker, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think?
Jeff is more efficient. If I think I can find it myself, I'll do it myself. If I don't see it, I'll ask.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the exact... Oh, no, this is what it was. So my wife sent me to the store this past Sunday. I went to the store. She didn't send me there, but I was happening to go to the store anyway. And she said, oh, well, you're there. Look for this for me. And I look for it. I go up and down the aisles, and I'm not seeing it. And then I start to think, like, is it just me who doesn't believe it's here because I just want to move on and do what I needed to do? But I don't want to come home without it because we all know how that goes. So now I'm looking up and down, don't see it. I call it, I'm like, it's not there, they don't have it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They must have ran out. And she goes, well, why don't you just ask somebody? And I don't want to ask anybody. I don't want them to bother me, and I don't want to bother them. I don't want to ask somebody. I've been in that spot before when I worked at King Kong Home Depot. And that's part of the job, but like I don't really know. So if I'm walking back to the bathroom or going back to the break with my Home Depot apron on, and somebody in lumber is like, hey, do you know where the 2x4s are? And I'm like, bro, I have no idea. I'm a cashier. So usually I try not to, like, I know that they don't want to be bothered. Excuse me, sir. So normally I don't. And my wife asks everybody, oh, do you, like, sometimes we're just walking together and all of a sudden she'll be like, oh, do you know where? And I drop back. I dip in that spot. I'll go to another aisle. Like, I don't even want the embarrassment of being around her when she asks somebody else.
You drop to the prevent coverage there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm dropping back. You want to be aggressive and go for it? Go ahead. Go get the quarterback. I'm laying low on this one. Going to another aisle. But in this particular case, I did ask, and then the guy confirmed that it was very nice. They don't have it in this store. Okay, there we go. But normally, I just don't want to ask. I'll find it myself, and if I can't find it myself, I don't deserve to have it. That's my motto. Number three, a little Turkey Day Thanksgiving here, one for you. Turkey on Thanksgiving. Do you think turkey should be the primary meat on Thanksgiving? It's been a tradition forever. I mean, I like turkey, but do I love it? Is it the best meat possible? I saw somewhere on social media, you know, my algorithm, that brisket maybe should be the preferred choice on Thanksgiving. And it was at that point I thought to myself, wow, brisket on Thanksgiving sounds pretty good. Turkey on Thanksgiving sounds pretty eh. So I ask you, Rosie, turkey on Thanksgiving, yay or nay?
Yes, 100%. It has to be the number one meat. The number one protein is turkey.
Wow, you're not looking to deviate at all, huh?
No, I don't mind having a secondary option. Like, the tertiary option can be a brisket, but your number one option...
No, it's got to be either or. You can't make brisket and... I mean, I guess you can. I'm talking in my situation. It's either brisket or turkey.
Oh, then it's turkey. 100%.
I'm looking to punt the turkey. I think it's become... You know, like Brian Cashman, time to move on. Dove, what do you think? Turkey?
Well, who else is eating with you? It's not just
your family,
you eating.
Whatever, it's your family. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying in general, if you're serving, you're hosting.
If they're coming for Thanksgiving, they're expecting turkey.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's... I mean, yes, it's been a thing, but why not change it up? Just because you're expecting one thing, it doesn't mean that the next thing can't be better.
You can discuss it beforehand. Say, by the way, is that okay?
No. If you're hosting it, it is what it is. What are you going
to
do about it?
Wait. If you're the host,
yeah,
you're trying to make a situation that they all enjoy. You want them to have what they want.
I
want
to know who's eating the turkey anyway. To me, it's all about the sides. It's about the apps. It's about the rice balls in our family. Like, I like that stuff. The antipas, the rice balls, the stuffing, the potatoes, whether it's mashed or brown potato. I'm all about those things. Even more so the desserts than the turkey. Turkey? Hey, come on, but brisket, now that's a different story.
Turkey is the main event. The turkey for Thanksgiving is the main event, and it's a tradition. Although I will remind you that tradition is just peer pressure from dead people.
Correct. And that
and
is
I think
why,
that's important to know.
And that is why I think for the first time in my life, like, I really never gave it any thought. And this is where I credit social media, whoever posted that on X or Instagram, whatever. Whoever posted that thought about, hey, brisket should be the main meat on Thanksgiving. I was like, you know what? I never thought about that. I've just been a sheep following along with tradition and history. And yeah, we cook the turkey. We make the turkey. We baste the turkey. By the way, have you ever cut a turkey? Like, since my father died. Maybe the worst thing about my father not being here is that now I have to carve the turkey. Like, I mean, you ever carve a turkey up, either of you two? You ever do that?
I have.
And?
You get to know how to do it.
It's a pain in the ass.
but by the way, they sell like turkey breast without the whole turkey. You don't have to have this carving problem.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well make the turkey. I mean, they've been doing it forever. Like you said, tradition. If we're going to go away from the tradition, I'm going to go to a different meat. I'm not carving up the turkey. You ever carve a turkey, Rosie?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah.
Carved
so before you sit there and say, no, turkey this, turkey that, turkey lurky do, turkey lurky that, why don't you carve a turkey? It's hard.
Oh, I see my family members do it. It is hard. I would say, why a brisket? Why can't it be a filet mignon?
I mean, it could, but now you're
like,
talking...
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that I saw somebody suggest brisket, and I thought it was not a bad idea. I don't know about, you know...
What would you prefer, brisket or a filet?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a filet, but now you're going to buy filet mignon for how many people that are coming over? Like, is that cost effective?
It's the price of doing business. It's the price of hosting.
A simple brisket will do. I mean, I'm not sure the cost ratio with turkey to brisket. I do know this. Turkey doesn't taste great. Turkey is a pain in the ass to carve. Turkey is played out. I'm all for changing the tradition and going with brisket. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the calls on the Giants head coach. AJ is calling from East Chester. What's up, AJ?
What's going on, Sal?
How are you, AJ?
Doing a great job. Doing a great job without Hoff and BT.
Thank you.
All right. So, listen, I got a question. Like, I think we all could agree the Giants would have a better record with a better coach, right? I mean, this season... You know, even if with all you're adding all the injuries, they would have a better record with a better coach. I think that it's safe to say that, right?
I mean, they should have a better record even with the coaches that they had in place. So I'd like to say that if you give me a hypothetical, you're going to give me Tomlin or Belichick. Yeah, I think they would have a better record.
Okay, either way, yeah. But so I agree with your direction on what they need to do. Competent, stable, proven, right? The only difference with your choice, like Belichick, somebody mentioned Dungy and the Gruden, there's a certain vibe on this team. There's a swagger. There's a looseness with this team that I think would die if Belichick comes. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a totally different vibe.
I agree, AJ. The difference with me and you is I want whatever vibe they have going to die. Now, I know what you mean. That doesn't mean that guys can't have fun and be themselves. I want them to have fun and be themselves. I think they need... they have been lacking significant accountability for a long time.
100%. I agree with you 100% on all that. I do. But the whispers have been coming in slowly, but the last year or two, Tomlin has been kind of being whispered out of Pittsburgh in so many ways, and I think that run is dying. That team is getting older there, and I think that the winning record thing is kind of dying, and I think Tomlin would be the perfect fit. Come right in, and I think he's got another year on his contract. I think he's through 2027. Even
right.
If it would take a trade to get him over there.
Okay, but I'm not disagreeing that I wouldn't want Tomlin. What makes you think that he's going to be available, though? You're just hoping. We went through this whole thing last year. Remember, we went through this last year. Go ahead.
I think it's because of what's happening in Pittsburgh. Listen, the Giants could possibly have the best job on the market, right? Let's say if Buffalo doesn't fire McDermott after this year, let's say that like they don't get rid of McDermott because of whatever happens in the playoffs, the Giants will have the best job in the NFL.
You know,
right?
By the way, I think you bring up an excellent point. I didn't even think about this, AJ, but if Buffalo fires McDermott, they need to hire Bill Belichick. That would be an even better fit. They need a guy to get them over the hump. That's the guy that I would go after if I'm Buffalo. I would go all in. Now, I want Belichick for the Giants, but I think he'd be a perfect fit for Buffalo. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
I think Tomlin, you know, being in his mid-50s, his whole aura and everything screams that it would fit perfectly and seamlessly into the Giants.
I'm with you. I'm not going to disagree, and thank you for the call. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not assuming that he's going to be available because we've gone over this, and we've assumed this many times, and he's still with Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh might, in fact, win a division again and get to the playoffs again. So I'm not sure where. I could see that maybe you're getting excited or hopeful. Maybe that's where people start to spread the rumors. I don't know if there's legitimacy to it or not. Based on the way the Steelers have operated in their existence, I wouldn't think that they're looking to fire Mike Tomlin, who would get a job in a second. It's not like he's a bad coach. They made a bad hire. He's a terrific head coach who would be desired by almost every other organization, even if they didn't have an opening. So I'm not going to disagree on Tomlin. The reason why I focus on Belichick is because I know Belichick can be had. I don't believe Tomlin can be had. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, reset down with the king topic of the day, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.